Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the way through. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. I hope you all had a wonderful week, and most importantly, I hope you made time to pray to Jesus. You know, I talk a lot about prayer on this show because it's so important. You see, prayer allows us to talk directly to Jesus anytime we want about anything on our minds, whether we're happy or whether we're sad. We can share those feelings with Jesus and share our most intimate thoughts. Prayer lets us build a relationship with the Lord, and the more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes. In time, we learn through prayer how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all that is troubling us and we let Him handle it. When we do, we find ourselves living in peace and contentment without worries, fears, or stress. You know, years ago, I had very little faith. I hardly went to church and I didn't pray. As a result, I had no relationship with the Lord. But luckily in 2010, through a series of events that took place in my life, no doubt orchestrated by the Lord, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was acting like a Christian, which means always being on our best behavior, following the laws and commands of our God by not engaging in gossip, not being unkind to others, and not willing to help those in need. On today's show, I want to talk about something that many of us have faced from time to time. Today's topic is when we feel our faith slipping. As humans, one of the strongest emotions we have, believe it or not, is doubt. Most of us experience all kinds of doubt. We doubt things will work out the way we hope they will. We doubt others who promise they will do something, and we even doubt ourselves if we're capable of handling something we've been asked to take care of. Well, doubt also oftentimes works its way into our faith, which weakens it because we start to lose confidence in what we believe. Well, when this happens, first understand that it's normal. And second, which is most comforting, the Lord expects it because He knows that we are weak and from time to time we will allow our doubts to get in the way. The problem isn't when we have doubts, because that's going to happen. The challenge is, what do we do about them? The good news is, the Lord is there to help. Let's say, for example, that we've been struggling with our finances. We've prayed and prayed and have done everything we can think of to ease the situation, but it seems at times it's only getting worse. Sure, doubting is quite understandable, but we have a choice. We can give in to the doubt, which I can assure you will only make us doubt more, or we can take the problem to the Lord through prayer. The point here is this: we shouldn't concern ourselves with our doubts. Instead, focus on how we can change our doubts back into stronger faith. In the Bible it says, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." This Bible verse is proof that faith is always questionable. Each of us has our own level of faith. Some of us have very strong faith and others have less. But it also varies where one day things are going well and we are thanking the Lord, we are full of faith. And then other times, perhaps we are dealing with some unpleasant difficulties, our faith wavers and it's not as strong. When this happens, turn to the Lord through prayer and ask for His strength and His help. Understanding how to handle our doubts is another part of living life as a Christian. Our topic today is when we feel our faith slipping. None of us are perfect, and it's easy for us to allow our doubts to get in the way, especially when it comes to our faith. We are all skeptics at times, and the adage, seeing is believing, is what tends to cause our doubts to take over because we don't get to see the Lord, or in most cases, the works He performs for us behind the scenes. As a result, we allow doubts to get mixed in with what we hear other skeptics saying, and we find ourselves accepting the belief that, oh, that was nothing more than a coincidence when something good happens. Because we give in to doubt, we soon find our faith slipping. The simple solution to all of this is to turn to the Lord through prayer, share with Him our doubts, and pray for strength and guidance. We must always turn doubt back into strong faith. The first song I'm going to play today ties into today's theme of when we feel our faith slipping. The song is called, I Put My Life in Your Hands. When I wrote this song, I thought a lot about my own doubts, especially when I was going through my spiritual journey after finding Jesus. That took time, and it was filled with many doubts. In the verses, we hear about dealing with doubt and confusion, and then in the chorus, what life is like when we put it in the hands of the Lord. Please listen now to my song, I Put My Life in Your Hands.
There are times when I give in to fear, and moments when I have doubt. There are days when I feel so confused, worried how things will work out. But then I think of You, O Lord, and suddenly I worry no more. You take care of me, You are always there. I put my life in Your hands. You protect me, and You heal my prayers. I put my life in Your hands.
Art. We'll be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com.
Today we are talking about when we feel our faith slipping. As I said earlier, it's not our fault when we have doubts and we find our faith weakening. What is our fault is when we allow ourselves to give in to our doubts, which only pulls us further away from our Lord. But we have a simple solution that will always help. Prayer. Pray to Jesus and share with him how we are feeling and if we know why we are feeling this way. Maybe we have suffered a bad experience which has left us confused, sad, and depressed. Pray to Jesus and tell him how we are feeling and ask for his help. Don't yell at him, don't blame him for whatever bad thing or things that may have happened, but open up to him and let him know how much we need his strength and his guidance. Let him know how much we love him and how grateful we are for all we have. Let Jesus know that we don't want to drift away from him or abandon him, but rather we need him now more than ever. One thing is for certain, we'll all suffer difficulties, but the good news is they always eventually pass. We need Jesus with us at all times, the good times and the bad. Unfortunately, many of us forget about Jesus during the good times and are quick to reach out to him only when we are dealing with bad times. Prayer should be something we engage in at least once a day, no matter how our lives are going. This will help us significantly to keep our faith strong and not allow doubt to pull us away. When we pray, there's nothing we can't tell Jesus, and the more we learn how to open up to him and share our most intimate thoughts, the more effective our prayers will be. We can and should also pray for others who we see are allowing their doubts to weaken their faith. Perhaps it's a loved one, family member, or a close friend who we see is letting their doubts affect their faith. Pray to Jesus and ask him to intervene and give that person strength and guidance before they drift completely off course and away from our Lord. Get in the habit of using prayer for all of our needs, because not only does it work, it's what our Lord wants us to do. So as we go through our week, reach out to Jesus through prayer at least once every day and let him know how much we love him, how thankful we are for all we have, and then share with him whatever is on our minds. The more we learn to use prayer as our go-to source for all of our needs, the happier we will be. Understanding how powerful and useful prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. Talking about today's topic, when we feel our faith slipping, we can turn to the Bible where it says, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." This Bible verse says it all so clearly. Our faith is what makes us Christian, and we can never allow our doubts to get in the way. We have to believe in God and trust in the Lord and not let what we can't see or understand get in the way, because when we do, doubt will take over, and before we know it, our faith starts to slip and soon we are lost. We must always do our best to turn doubt back into strong faith. The next song I'm going to play is a fun and upbeat worship song called "Praise the Lord, O My Soul." When I wrote this song, I thought of Psalm 103 and decided to take the refrain of the psalm and to write a worship song around it. In the verses, we hear praise and worship to our Lord, and then in a chorus, the repetition of singing the refrain. Please listen now to my song, "Praise the Lord, O My Soul."
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, today we celebrate the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. In today's gospel, Jesus was at the home of one of the leading Pharisees. As he watched the guests arriving and taking their seats, he told a parable about how when we are invited as a guest, we should not sit at a place of high authority, but rather the lowest place we can find. Then, if the host asks us to move to a higher place, we can be grateful, but never strive to be the person who gets noticed. The message in the gospel is all about humility and how we as Christians must always be humble and not allow our pride or ego to get in the way. That is not what Christians do. I chose Psalm 19 for today. Lord, you are good and forgiving. This psalm discovers how God reveals himself to us through his creation and his word. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text with a modern melody supported by a full orchestral musical arrangement. Please listen out on my version of Psalm 19, Lord, you are good and forgiving.
Slow to anger. and forgiving, good and forgiving, O Lord. Lord, you are good and forgiving, good and forgiving, O Lord. Good and forgiving, O Lord.
Art will be right back.
Attention small business owners, if you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, The Cross. A young man was at the end of his rope. Seeing no way out, he dropped to his knees in prayer. Lord, I can't go on, he said. I have too heavy of a cross to bear. The Lord replied, My son, if you can't bear its weight, just place your cross inside this room. Then open that other door and pick out any cross you wish. The man was filled with relief and said, Thank you, Lord, and he did as he was told. Upon entering the other door, he saw many crosses, some so large the tops were not visible. Then he spotted a tiny cross leaning against a far wall. I'd like that one, Lord, he whispered, and the Lord replied, My son, that is the cross you just brought in. When life's problems seem overwhelming, it helps to look around and see what other people are coping with. You may consider yourself far more fortunate than you imagined.
Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God.